Honey, are you awake? I can hear some groaning in there. Are you still in bed? Can I come in?
How can you not hear me? Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Right, I'm leaving.
I'm in the hallway. I can't close the door without looking. Just put something on, please. All dressed? Can I come back in now?
I'm really sorry. I didn't know you were wearing headphones. Gosh, this is embarrassing. No. I don't think you're a weirdo. It's natural for young men to, you know, release some tension. I just wish you wouldn't do it during the day. Look, I'm sorry. You're beet red, and this is nothing to be ashamed about, okay? It's embarrassing for me because I just walked in on you masturbating, while you, on the other hand, were in your room with the door closed. So, I mean, you could have locked it. Okay, this isn't what I came here to talk about. Well, sort of. I think it's time that we have a heart-to-heart conversation. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's about you spending all of your time in your room. I know that you're letting your standards slip because your father isn't here to keep you in check. And you might see me as some random woman that can't tell you how to live your life. Well, mister, when I married your father, I swore to be the perfect housewife. And it's not going to be an unruly son that stops me. Oh, are you now? Not that bad. The way I see it is, there's a young man living here that goes to sleep at 4 a.m. every morning, and his room reeks of the smell of semen. Don't act so shocked. Not after what just happened. I know what you're up to, and I completely understand. Guys your age have so much testosterone in their bodies. It's perfectly fine to want to get it all out. But speaking of getting it all out, I've got to ask you a favor. Could you stop using your underwear to unload in? Don't be bashful. I'm just saying that it's a bit, well, it's not that fun to grab your laundry and get sticky hands after I put it in the washer. I didn't know you could get redder. Fine. Sorry. I am teasing you about this a little bit, and I shouldn't. I'm your mother, after all. Oh, I mean, yes, stepmom. You still see me that way? Even after all this time that we've lived together? I know we haven't really connected yet, but surely you enjoy my company, right? You guess? Making you dinner, taking you shopping, going out to the pool. These are all things that a mom does with their son. What do I have to do to become your mother? What do you mean you don't know? There must be something I can do. Okay, how about this? Why don't I give you some pointers for your masturbation marathons? Well, I know they're marathons because you head to bed early, yet I still hear moans coming from your room until well past midnight. Come on, stop blushing so much. You don't have to be embarrassed about having this conversation with me. Think of it as a learning experience, okay? Good. All right. So let's address the first issue, which is you ejaculating into your underwear. Ejaculating into underwear is fine as long as you do the laundry. But it's a bit gross to put my clothes in right after in the machine. Well, the alternative that most guys use is tissues. Tissues aren't enough for you? They don't absorb it all, and you don't want to be wasteful. Well, how much do you ejaculate?
A lot.
Okay. How about finishing your business on the toilet? You can flush it away when you're done, right? Don't worry about me. If I see you sneak off to the bathroom, I won't bother you. Just promise me you won't wear headphones. What? You need to sneak off a lot? What do you... Oh, you mean... How often per day do you masturbate? Wow. Well, honey, that is a lot. Does it not hurt to do it that much? A dull pain, And it becomes really red? Sweetie, it sounds like you're doing it wrong. Well, masturbation should feel good. You shouldn't be in pain trying to get your next release. Come on, show me. You heard me, young man. Show me your penis. No, I'm not leaving until you do. You're going to show it to me right now, or I'm taking you to the doctor. Yes, I'm serious. This doesn't sound healthy at all, what you're doing, and I refuse to let this stand. Go on. Good boy. Now let me examine it. Well, the first thing I can see is that it's clearly chafed. Don't you use any lubrication when you're masturbating? Not even lotion? Wow, okay. That's your first problem. You can rub one out without lube for what we call a quickie, but if you plan to have an enjoyable session that lasts longer than that, you really need to keep it friction-free. What you'll need to do tonight is put some lotion on it so it'll heal. And just apply some in your hand and then give your penis a few slow strokes to set it in. I'd pay some extra attention to the underside of your tip, right here. Did I hurt you? I'm sorry, you jumped and clenched your teeth. You're so tense. Just relax. Don't think about anything. Focus on my hand. I'm gonna touch it softly again, okay? There we go. It's so warm. Are you in any pain right now? A little? I think I should show you how to masturbate. Can I do that for you? Great. Since you don't have any lotion, I guess I'll just have to improvise. Oh, don't be coy. Just imagine it's lotion. Now I'm going to make my hand into a fist and slowly pump up and down. The trick is to keep a good amount of pressure, but don't choke it. Your penis has many nerve endings and can be quite sensitive in some spots. Will you jump if I touch the underside of your tip again? See? My saliva. I mean, the lotion. Makes my thumb gliding over it so easy. Pay extra attention to what's called the head. It's a bit squishy, kind of like a sponge. It's pretty fun to press lightly on it, isn't it? Sorry, just got carried away. After giving it a good amount of pumps, you can slide your hand down like this and cradle your testicles. Just be sure to handle them gently. They're called family jewels for a reason. Still, don't be afraid to play around with them. Palm one with your hand. Push it around carefully with your fingers. Explore. Mm-hmm. And then do the same to the other one. No, it's fine. You can moan. It's supposed to feel good. It's actually flattering, you know. I didn't think I still had it in me. Your father doesn't really pay attention to me. Well, he never did. I figured that his sex drive was affected by his work, but I... forget it. All right. I'll tell you. God, what am I doing? So your father keeps himself busy with his work, but I'm here at home all day with just my thoughts, and as you can imagine, a woman has her own needs. Hearing you jacking off all night doesn't exactly help, and... This is getting me so wet. Oh, I just said that out loud. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I don't know why I blurted that out. Wait a minute. You just got harder. Are you getting turned on from knowing that your cock is making me wet? Oh, this is fantastic. I think I just found my very own boy toy to use. See how I'm squeezing my thighs together? Desperately trying to give myself a little bit of pleasure as I stroke your perfect cock. Yes, baby, it's perfect. It looks so good. I just want to kiss it. You like that. I can tell by how hard you are now. You wouldn't mind if I did it again? And again. Oh my God, this is so addicting, having so much power over you like this. Now, I'm gonna keep stroking, but I have a few rules first. If you say no to any of them, we're stopping this right now. Understood? Perfect. The first rule is that you'll be an obedient good boy. You won't stay cooped up in your room all day. You won't shuffle around the house. You won't skip out on your chores. You'll do everything I tell you the moment I want you to. Do you agree with this new rule? Good boy. The next rule is that you call me mommy. No more referring to me as your stepmother. I'm your mommy, and I'm going to take good care of my good little boy. And I want you to acknowledge that. Now, what's my name? That's right, it's Mommy. And who are you? You are my good boy. You're such a good boy for your mommy, aren't you? I love your little noises so much. I could do this all day. Maybe another time. Oh, yes. We're going to do this again. I'm in charge of this house, and if you're living here, you have to pitch in. What better way to help your mommy out than by giving her all your cum? That's right. You're gonna give me every single drop. Actually, one more rule. No more coming in your underwear. If you wanna come, come to mommy, and she'll tell you where you can do it. No, in fact, if you want to masturbate, you come to mommy. I don't want you to even graze your cock on accident with your own fingers. Only mommy can touch that perfect cock from now on. Not if you agree. Oh, I love this. You're mine. And you're gonna please me every day in any way I see fit. You're going to wake up and kneel under the table while I eat breakfast, which you'll prepare for me. You'll rub every inch of my body with sun lotion while I lay naked by the pool. You're even gonna beg me to give you release, which I may or may not do. I want you to earn your orgasms, baby. Every single one of them. But right now, since this is your first orgasm from me, I want you to come. You're close, aren't you? Here, this should help. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're squirming so much. Oh, you're on the edge. It's okay. Mommy gives you permission to come. Come for your mommy. Come for mommy, that's it. Oh, good boy, come for me. Mm-hmm. Get it all out, baby. Oh, that's right. Oh, you're coming so hard. It's so warm, just coating my hand in your thick, hot jizz. Naughty boy. That was so hot. I can't believe I did that. It was so exhilarating to tell you what to do. Your father barely acknowledges me after we got married. And you're hooked on every word that comes out of my mouth. Mommy is so happy that this happened. Oh! I'm sorry. I just got lost in thought and kept on stroking you. You must be so sensitive right now. Shh, don't say anything. Mommy's got you. Lay back down and breathe in and out slowly. Come on, take a deep breath in. And breathe out like this. Breathe in and out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Good boy. Keep Keep breathing. Don't move. I'm gonna go grab a towel for you to clean up with. Or maybe a pair of your underwear. You'll do the laundry after, right? Good. We'll just wipe your mess off. And now I'll go wash my hands and prepare dinner while you start a load of laundry. After that, you can kneel on the floor and return the favor while I watch TV. Think of it as another lesson. Pleasing mommy. I've got you for a whole 2 weeks, and there are so many things I want to teach you. I'll see you at the dinner table, baby.